Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spark Radio Show, filled with strategies, possibilities, actions, resources, and knowledge that may be the spark of a better solution to ignite a positive change in your life. The number to call if you have questions for Melanie or any of our guests is area code 347-215-8390. Now, here's your host, Ms. Melanie.
Well, hello and welcome to, or welcome back to Spark Radio. I am your host, Ms. Melanie. We'll hope that I can get through without a lot of mute button tonight, as it's that wonderful allergy kind of time. And so bear with me. So hopefully wherever you are, you're healthy and enjoying wonderful weather. It is about midsummer here in the Midwest United States. For my friends down in the Southern Hemisphere, you are enjoying about midwinter. So we do have that choice about whether we want to enjoy that time that we're in or if we want to wish for what we don't have. So the question is, which are you choosing to do? Are you choosing to enjoy or are you choosing to wish? Hopefully you're choosing to enjoy. We get more of what we focus on. We set up our reticular activating system to work with us, that wonderful part of our brain that operates like radar that brings things to our awareness. So what do you think about? What actions did you take after last week? Did you read a book? Head to a website? We talked about the new Simple Truth book, 100 Zero Principle. Maybe this week you tried a listening strategy with someone. Maybe you decided to change how you think about the relationship with someone and made a commitment for 100 Zero. After all, it truly is our choice. And if we remember that everybody has their own story and they're on their own path, they're doing the best they can. And if we choose to believe that, that gives us some different options about what we can think. And when we realize we have those choices, it allows us to create a different experience of our present, that gift of now that we have, especially as we're looking about dreaming about what it is we want to create in our lives. And I've the last few days been enjoying again listening to Mike Dooley's Leveraging the Universe and Engaging the Magic, his CDs, the 5 CD studio series, includes 4 live CDs, a bonus interview, and a mini workshop booklet. And his key idea is thoughts become things. And if thoughts become things, you choose the good ones. And what if you acted as if you believed? You acted as if you knew that money always came before you needed it. What if you acted as if you knew that what you send out emotionally is what comes back to you? That when you send love, you feel it first. When you give forgiveness, compassion, you get to enjoy it first. Would that change how you think about relationships? Sometimes we get all caught up in the, well, it's not fair, and I'm just not going to lay down and let them walk all over me. Well, okay, but whose life is it, would be my question. And are you really, truly enjoying the experience of your life? Are you remembering that you are spiritual? And if you are spiritual, that you truly are a gift, your life. If you were thinking about it, you have a bigger purpose, whether you believe in God, the universe, the quantum field, something bigger than yourself, that you have a divine purpose, that when you do what you love, the money follows. That's the title of a book. Unfortunately, at the moment, I can't remember who wrote it. Are you using your gifts? Are you finding joy in your work? Are you finding joy in your avocation, your hobby, how you're spending your free time? Some people work a job they dislike, so they have the financial resources to support what they do love. Can you do both in one job? Can you do what you love and be financially successful? What do you believe? There's a story that Wayne Dyer shared, and last week I was listening to Making Your Thoughts Work for You, which is a CD set with Wayne Dyer and Byron Katie. And he was telling the story of a woman on a plane, and they were talking, and that's what she did. She's a photographer, but she'd never make a good living at it. Well, he found that very interesting, that here she was doing what she loved and saying she'd never be successful at it. And when he pointed that out to her, it brought up an interesting thought process of, well, I really do want to be successful at it, so why am I saying that I won't be? What are you putting out there? Are you putting out there that you are worthy? That's one of the tips Mike suggested, is that choose beliefs that serve you and then install those beliefs. Come up with reasons it's true and reinforce those. Focus on beliefs that serve you. Focus on the now, and remember that tomorrow's needs will be met with tomorrow's resources, and you need to start acting today, acting as if, planting seeds, moving. Planting seeds and fertilizing. I've been saying I've been doing that a long time, and now it's time to enjoy the fruits of all the seed plantings that I've done. And so it's exciting to see different opportunities beginning to appear and to set myself up to be ready to take advantage of those opportunities to continue to do what I do here every week at Spark, which is to share those wonderful strategies, possibilities, actions, resources, and knowledge with people who are open to new ideas, who are willing to take action to make positive change in their lives, and who are excited to invest in the value of those sparks. And so if you are a regular listener, you've been thinking about pondering, well, maybe I'd like to work with Melanie. Maybe wouldn't it be great if she's my coach and we could deal with my issues every week or every other week? Or do the passion test with me and help me get clear on what's most important to me. Now's a good time to start. Or if you are going, I need this great keynote for my conference. Or we're looking for a chief learning officer, a performance specialist, a learning resource coordinator. There are a lot of wonderful names, especially with informal learning and using social, collaborative learning tools to really improve and increase the innovation and the idea sharing in the wealth of resources in your company. It's a good time to give me a call. It's my pleasure to serve people with the strengths that I have, the gifts that I've been given. You can reach me at my website, brainbonanza.com, B-R-A-I-N, brain, bonanza, B-O-N-A-N-Z-A.com, like a smorgasbord of goodies for your brain. Because we all get one brain right now, and if we treat it like it's ours for life, would we make the same choices? Sometimes we make choices because we don't know. Recently, I facilitated the session, Your Best Brain at Work, again, that's one of my favorites, is to give people some understanding around some basic functions and choices that can improve your attention, your focus, your memory. Because so often we begin to get concerned and we realize that, no, it's not really that we need a pill. We need better nutrition. We need water. We need exercise. And so a lot of things that we now know about our brains that can provide us with optimal performance. And so, yeah, having some fun with ways to remember, playing with some ideas like the pink elephant. Are you doing what you love in your life in some way? Take one action step to do more of what you love in your life. Learn more about the passion test to get clear. Check out a past segment of Spark. We've talked about the passion test several times, had guests on talking about their experience with the passion test. That's a great tool. There are so many resources out there. The key is to know that you'll find the right one or ones, because there are many resources that will support you, and then do something. Take an action to move toward creating the life of your dreams. And sometimes if you stop and look where you are right now, you can find things to be grateful for. Because it's the emotion that we feel, the gratitude that we feel, that helps bring more to be grateful for. Sometimes we get so worried and stressed and we focus on all the things going wrong. And it doesn't mean that you ignore problems. You know what? You can have challenges and you can work on finding solutions. And know that the solutions, you'll discover the right solutions that you need, solutions that will work for you. And if your solution focus is a different feeling, it's a different part of your brain that's working than if you're focusing on problems. And when we're focusing on problems, it's hard to see possible solutions. As Einstein said, we cannot solve the problems of the world with the same minds that created them, I think is what it was. We have to think a little differently. And that's why sometimes it helps to have a coach, because they can look at it, offer you a different perspective. They're not in the forest with you right now. So they may see other things that you're missing. I love my coach. She's amazing. She's encouraging. She's challenging. She's inspiring. And so I highly recommend having a coach in your life in one way, shape, or form. Maybe being part of a group session. That's a possibility. So what's exciting you? What are you creating? What's on the horizon for you? One step, just one step. You can have a big dream. Maybe that big dream is I know that I'm creating a legacy. I'm leaving a legacy that's making a positive impact on people's lives. That's something that's important to me. What's important to you? And then what's one step you could take today towards that? Just one. So we don't get the amygdala to fire red alert because we're changing too much too fast. So just start with one step. Maybe it's, you know, you walk a quarter of a block and back today. Maybe you decide, today I'll count to 10 when I'm feeling myself getting frustrated with my kids. Something. Because in a couple conversations with my coach and with clients, action is action. Doing something in the direction, even if it doesn't get a desired result, we learn and we try something else. But at least we're taking an action. We're putting ourselves out there. We're setting ourselves up. We're in the path. It's like, if you get in the boat, thinking you're going to get to Hawaii, but you never leave the dock, the boat won't take you there. You have to take some action. Hire somebody to pilot it, loosen it from the dock, pay attention to some things yourself in terms of piloting it, that was another example from Mike that, you know, you have to at least put yourself out there so you're there. You know, if it's hard to meet your ship when you're sitting on your couch. So taking chances, trying things, stretching yourself, growing and learning. And it can be scary. And so there's that book called Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. See if you can get your fear to challenge you and inspire and motivate you rather than paralyze you. Are you feeling fear? Is that what's keeping you from moving toward your dreams? Is fear keeping you from focusing on the joy you could have in the moment? Are you using what we're learning about our brain and mind in order to create success? Wonderful resources are out there. And interesting ideas are coalescing, are coming together from multiple fields, from science, philosophy, spirituality. It's a fascinating time to look at the different ideas and different perspectives from people like Dr. Bruce Lipton, who was formerly a cellular biologist and who suddenly realized that what he was teaching was wrong when he discovered that the stem cells that he put into different growth environments changed as a result of the environment. So it's not the DNA that directs. The environment determines what the DNA does, and it's like what blueprint is pulled. And that is a huge wow, to know that we do have some control over what happens and that our bodies have amazing abilities when it comes to healing, if we can get our mind and body to work together. So I encourage you to do some Google Dr. Bruce Lipton. Check out YouTube with Dr. Bruce Lipton and Wayne Dyer. There's some really good interviews with the two of them. Wayne Dyer has a book called When You or Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life. And it's a powerful concept. And maybe that's what you try. Maybe there's a thought that persists or that comes up that maybe you just want to change one thought. Or maybe it's a practice you might try. Kelly Larson, who was a guest, oh my gosh, has it been a year ago now? Her website is Breathe Into Balance. And she's doing amazing things, working on her PhD. Things with yoga and health and breathing. She's the director for the Center of Yoga Studies and Health. And she talks about a practice of breathing. And if people are dealing with stress, the first place to start is breathing. And on the inhale, she uses the words, I am. And on the exhale, words like love, peace, joy, abundance. Focus on what it is that you are attracting into your life. Things that are on their way to you, things that are being created, things that, etc. And feel the difference. My related practice is that idea of inhale blessings. So as you inhale, focus on a blessing or blessings in your life, things that you are so glad are in your life. And hold your breath for a few seconds. And then exhale and feel the gratitude for whatever that blessing or blessings are. So inhale blessings and exhale gratitude several times. Notice the change in how you physically feel. Oops, neighbors mowing the lawn. I think I may have to go inside. So you may hear that lawnmower in the background. We have a dry period for a moment before the next round of rain is coming again. So try that practice. Try that one step to see about what positive change you can make in your life. What are you learning every day? Are you learning one new idea? Are you following blogs that people are writing? Listening to or learning new research? I'm excited about the brain and learning, and so those are my favorite things to read and write. And then to practice with my life and how I communicate with my family, how I help to shape the brain of my child, who will be 9 in about a week and a half. Oh, my goodness. And the time does fly. And to recognize that when I make mistakes, it's okay to point that out and to say, hey, you know what? I realize I was frustrated this morning, and I can choose something else. And so helping him learn at a young age that you can choose. I'm going to choose to have a good morning. I hope you come along. You can make these good choices with good results, or the other choices will have consequences. So you get to choose. Isn't that cool? And I can choose to have a good morning, and you can choose your consequences. It's okay. So often we find ourselves yelling and screaming at people we love. And I've noticed that if I'm in a time crunch and I'm getting frustrated with his slow pace or his momentary decision to be uncooperative, then I raise my voice. And that we haven't done that with him when he was a baby. And now it's like, wait a minute, what's with this? So realizing we can learn, we can continue to learn. And that when we make mistakes and model how to deal with those mistakes, we acknowledge it, we say what we learned, and here's what we're going to do better. And we sincerely apologize, ask for forgiveness, and say, you know, what will make it better next time? It's all about learning. It's all about learning. So what lessons are you learning in your life? So in practicing, enjoying the now, enjoying your life, being grateful for the abundance you do have, whatever it looks like, whatever area it is, you can define abundance and success in many, many ways. How do you define it? And you don't really have to, you just feel it. I feel abundant. I feel joy. I feel love. Because remember, when you feel it first, you feel it before you give it away. So you get to enjoy it. Both when you give it as well as when you receive it. And is there gratitude? In any situation, you can frame it or spin it in such a way that you can find something to be grateful for. Focus on the problem, focus on the opportunity, focus on the challenge, focus on a lesson. It's all how you language it. And as my regular listeners know, your language, your words are so powerful. So guard your tongue, guard your thoughts carefully. Think about what comes out of your mouth. Think about how you talk to yourself in your head. What seeds are you planting? What are you setting that radar on for your reticular activating system? What is it focusing on? And, you know, it's not necessarily time-based. If you're talking about something that happened 10 years ago, your reticular activating system doesn't get that. It could be now. Or if you're talking about somebody else's issue, it could be yours. Be careful when you're singing lyrics to songs. I know there's some songs that I really like except for a couple things, and I'll change the lyrics when I sing it because of the language that I'm putting out there, the language that I'm hearing myself, the way I'm programming my reticular activating system. As Mike Julie said, you can be offensive and defensive when it comes to your thoughts and your words. You know, how are you saying what it is that you're creating in your life, and how are you feeling? The joy of having you, acting as if those things are yours. And, you know, not messing with the cursed hows, as Mike says. You know, we focus on the what, and the passion test, Chris and Janet Atwood both say that as well. It's not about the how. It's about the what. Get very clear about the intention you create, the thought, because everything that's manifested in the world is first a thought, if it's created by human beings. So what are you thinking? Guard your thought. It's clear on your what. That's your intention. The hows, that's the other part of the job of the universe, the God, whatever that higher power you want to call it, the quantum field, to create it. To, you know, it's that synchronicity that things line up. When you start moving, so does God, the universe, the quantum field, things start to line up. And the ducks don't line up when the mother duck says, I'm thinking about crossing the street. Let's get lined up and ready to go. No. The mother duck takes off and the baby ducks follow. And it's a similar process. If you think about what are you focusing on? Are you focusing on creating success and taking actions toward that success? And you start meeting people or opportunities. It's not, well, I'm going to wait for the opportunities and then I'm going to take a leap. Or then I'll take a step. Try this week. Take an action in the direction of and see what happens. Okay, I'm going to take a step. And every day I'll take a step, just one step. And maybe I repeat one step for several days, depending on what it is. Every day, one step in the direction of moving in the direction of creating what it is you want to create in your life, the success, the abundance, the peace, the love, the joy, whatever that might be. And then also be in the now and focus on what it is that you're creating today, right now. What are you enjoying right now? Or what are you allowing to stress you out right now? That's the power of choosing. The power of your words, the power of your thoughts. That's such a critical part of my work with mind magic, that our minds can work like magic when we know the tricks. Too often, we don't. We just go blindly along, and we wonder why some people are so lucky and other people. It's like, no, they just, maybe they don't know what the principles are, but they're practicing them. And they're seeing the results. And so I do need to head inside with my switchboard because it's kind of hard to have callers calling in when I'm outside enjoying beautiful weather. That's one of the joys of being able to use something like Blog Talk Radio is you don't have to be at a computer for a chat room or for a call-in. However, for the last few minutes of the show, I want to give people the opportunity to do that, to call in. And so we'll hop down to the computer, take a look at the switchboard in case anyone wants to call. And if you do want to talk about how you're taking one action, one step, that number is 347-215-8390. And I do have something I want to share with you in closing. It came from Mr. Positive. He sends out emails with positive quotes and also with various interesting, inspirational ideas and resources. So if you've got like to talk about sparks for positive change in your life, give me a call. Or pop in the chat room, and I'll go back and forth between the chat room and the switchboard. So what I wanted to share with you is called When You Thought I Wasn't Looking. And whether you are a parent, an aunt, an uncle, a teacher, a friend, there are children who watch you You might want to grab a tissue. When You Thought I Wasn't Looking, written by a former child, author unknown. When you thought I wasn't looking, I saw you hang my first painting on the refrigerator, and I immediately wanted to paint another one. When you thought I wasn't looking, I saw you feed a stray cat, and I learned that it was good to be kind to animals. When you thought I wasn't looking, I saw you make my favorite cake for me, and I learned that the little things can be the special things in life. When you thought I wasn't looking, I heard you say a prayer, and I knew there's a God I could always talk to, and I learned to trust in God. When you thought I wasn't looking, I saw you make a meal and take it to a friend who was sick, and I learned that we all have to help take care of each other. When you thought I wasn't looking, I saw you give of your time and money to help people who had nothing, and I learned that those who have something should give to those who don't. When you thought I wasn't looking, I saw you take care of our house and everyone in it, and I learned we have to take care of what we are given. When you thought I wasn't looking, I saw how you handled your responsibilities even when you didn't feel good, and I learned I'd have to be responsible when I grew up. When you thought I wasn't looking, I saw tears come from your eyes, and I learned that sometimes things hurt, and it's all right to cry. When you thought I wasn't looking, I saw that you cared, and I wanted to be everything that I could be. When you thought I wasn't looking, I saw you cared, and I wanted to be everything that I could be. Guess that needed to be there twice. When you thought I wasn't looking, I learned most of life's lessons that I need to know to be a good and productive person when I grow up. When you thought I wasn't looking, I looked at you and wanted to say, thanks for all the things I saw when you thought I wasn't looking. And the last line, each of us, parent, grandparent, aunt, uncle, teacher, or friend, influences the life of a child. How will you touch the life of someone today? How you live your life, the choices that you make, speak volumes. Not always the words you say, it's what you do, the little things, the daily things. And taking care of yourself is important. Talking about choices. And children see how you deal with responsibilities, with challenges and opportunities. They learn lessons. So what action will you take to create a positive change in your life this week? If you do a web search with Bing or Google on a topic that's interesting to you, something you want to learn more about, find out who's writing about it. Or maybe not only blogs, but you could also go to sites like eZine Articles and do a search. I've been challenged to start writing online articles by several clients and colleagues and coaches who've said, oh, you need to get these ideas out there. I've been sharing many of them with my loyal listeners and with new listeners here at Spark. And so they say, oh, and you need to write them so that people can find them, even when you're not on the air, even when you're not broadcasting them. So that's my goal, is to begin writing some articles. What action are you taking? And I've used that word a lot in this segment. Maybe it's just spend 5 minutes visualizing what you want in your life. Mike Dooley says 5 to 10 minutes max, because then we get distracted. Once a day, one strategy, that's his. Making a vision board, that might be yours. But how do you want to focus your attention? Meditation, visualization, choosing your languaging, creating a pop-up reminder that says to take a deep breath, inhale your blessings, exhale gratitude. Spend 30 seconds just feeling how wonderful life is. Because there are different things happening in the world. What are you focusing on? I think it was Gandhi who said, be the peace you want to see in the world. So, when no one's looking, what are you doing? Or when you think no one's looking? Or when you think no one's listening? A friend of mine had said that she was going to try living her life as if a television camera was following her around all day and see what happened at the choices that she made. And I'm interested to hear how that's worked for her. It might work for you. Another possible spark. So we have a few minutes left. If you have a strategy for making positive change that you'd like to share, please call 347-215-8390 or pop into the chat room. Or if you have a question about creating positive change in your life. Another great resource is Excuses Be Gone by Wayne Dyer. If you find that there are excuses that keep popping up as to why you're not doing whatever it is you want to do, whether it's physical exercise, good nutrition, changing jobs, whatever it is, there are some good action strategies in that book that can help you move through the excuses. But, you know, we need payoffs from those excuses. We have to decide if the payoffs are worth more than what we want to create, than what we want to experience on the other side of those excuses. So in the week ahead, your challenge, my dear listeners, is take an action in the direction of your dreams. Take an action to create joy in the life that you have, to feel gratitude, to get clear about what's most important in your life, what you love in your life, to feel joy in the moment, and to move in your life in the direction that you want to go. Thanks so much for those who send me emails, who pop over to brainbonanza.com. to check out resources, who visited my blog at melaniehoffner.com, to MelanieHoffner.com. It is my pleasure, as I said, to serve you, and I'm honored that you've invested this time of your life to be with me. In the week ahead, I hope that you have a wonderful experience, great lessons learned, and that you take an action. And then come back and let us know how it works for you. Enjoy your weather, whatever it may be. And know that it's all good. And that you're in the right place at the right time all the time. May you have many blessings to reflect on when you inhale and feel amazing gratitude when you exhale. Until next time, stay safe.
Thank you for listening to Spark Radio with Miss Melanie. Please share this show link with those you believe would enjoy and benefit from listening. We invite you to join us for upcoming shows with special guests and more sparks. May a spark you heard ignite a positive change in your life. Good day.